Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Try back again, Bob. That leaves a line open for you at 412-928-9370. In a word or a sentence, sum up the 2024 Pirates after they lost their home finale today. 5-2 to the Brewers, the team from the division in a small market that's headed back to the playoffs again this year. Jay in the car. Hello, Jay.
We suck. Sums up everything. And I just want to give you a couple reasons why I'm so frustrated. I'm glad you hit on the skiing thing, because I truly believe we would have lost 95 to 100 games. And how about the Peralta deal? He was dominant in Double A Altoona. Nobody could hit him.
Well, hold on. I'm going to let you finish that point, but I just need to tell people what you mean by it, because it might go over their head.
When they traded Jalen Beeks, they traded him for Luis Peralta, got sent to Colorado. Luis Peralta,
Peralta's little brother,
has not yet, in 10 and a third innings, has not yet allowed a run, earned or otherwise, has struck out 11, and has a whip of under 1. He has been literally as good as you could be.
Good thing they gave him up for Jalen Beeks on a one-year deal, huh, Jay?
Yes, and we give up 6 years of control. This is going to go down. He's going to be an all-star. It's going to go down as bad as the Chris Archer deal.
Oh, God.
And I'm sorry. IKF had us all fooled. He did. And so we give up our best hitting prospect in the minor leagues in Charles McAdoo. I'm so disappointed in this team. They suck. I'm sorry, but they do.
Thank you, Jay. It's like the Rob Schneider.
Oh, no, we suck again.
What movie was that?
Waterboy, I thought. Yeah, because, like, doesn't Sandler get knocked out of the game and they're just
getting
pummeled?
We suck again!
Oh, no, we suck again! You can do it! And then he says something I can't repeat.
And I don't know where Rob Schneider's career went.
Do you know that do you know the singer Ellie King?
Yeah, it's his daughter.
Yeah, that's wild.
I know.
Just a wild, she's way more talent than her pops.
She's got an interesting look about her, huh? Wouldn't look at her and say, hey, that looks just like Rob Schneider.
Maybe she wanted to distance herself from Rob Schneider.
Good point. She didn't take his last name as a performer. Here's Dale on the fan. Hello, Dale.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
I would say just utter failure, just a failure. And the skipper failed to connect with his crew, and it's evident. And
Dale, I have a question.
Dale, you sound really down in the dumps. Is this your normal voice,
no.
Or is this what the Pirates are doing to you?
Don't answer that, Dave. I want to know, or Dale, are you still capable of getting mad at this team? Because I had the same thought Pony did. You just sound kind of beaten down
dejected.
And defeated. Like, can this team even make you mad anymore? Or is it just like what you're giving us now, which is just this kind of an Eeyore vibe about them?
Yeah, I just feel more rejected than anything, you know. It feels like the ownership, the general manager, they don't care about the fans, you know. That's just what it seems like, and it is disappointing because I love this team. I love the city, you know. So, yeah, it's just feeling rejected.
All right. I think some people, the way they closed out last year, their win total, they went from a team that was losing 100 games a year to 76. It's like a 76 wins. It's like, okay, they're on the right path. They're going to get O'Neill Cruz back from his horrible ankle injury. Paul Skeens will be up with us next year. Let's make the right moves and we'll be a competitive baseball team. Our bullpen is top notch, one of the best bullpens in baseball, made better by the Chapman signing, which was their big move. And that had the reverse effect. Their bullpen then ended up being one of the worst in baseball.
It's dangerous if you have more people who are like Dale out there who just sound beaten down.
Let's see if our buddy Mike, who is surrounded by Orioles fans with a small budget, headed to the playoffs. Mike in Maryland back with us. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, man.
I was calling on the field stuff, but when you guys got into it, I was more than happy to talk about it. I said brown bag, and that might be a weird thing to say.
I saw two fans with brown bags over their heads at the game on Tuesday, Mike.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, you pop in, you get yourself a large tall boy, request a large extra brown bag, you put it over your head, then you take a Deuce Daily in it, and you put it on Sherrington's porch, and you light it on fire. That's the way I feel. I mean, it's just so embarrassing, man. It's just aggravating as hell. I feel cheated. Like, why did I waste time out of my day to watch this team play? Like, I just and you look like an idiot in front of your friends when you start hyping them. They're all pumped. You know, everybody doesn't want to root for the Steelers, obviously, around here for good reason. But, like, they do kind of root for the Pirates. And I do kind of, like, hope the O's do well because they're a small market team. But it's just – it's embarrassing, man. Like, it's – I don't know. Like the guy said, I just feel cheated.
You know what the issue is? Thanks, Mike. Call back again. We know you will. It's last year, they got off to such a great start in April, and there was a fun, young vibe about them. So, hey, maybe they will catch lightning in a bottle and go worst to playoffs. That happens. Look at the Royals this year. They lost 100 games. Now they're going to probably make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they collapse so quickly, I think the buy-in from fans, it was going to take more. All right, well, we saw them fool us after a good April last year. This team needs to win for more than just the first month of the season. They had that great undefeated start to the year. They have to do more to get us to buy in. Well, they did. They got Skeens. They rebounded after a lull. Their pitching was so good with Skeens, Keller, and Jones. And I'm like, I think fans thought, I did, okay, this team is semi-for real. Make the right moves at the trade deadline. Even if you fall short of the playoffs, just hang around for 162, and maybe this is 2012 before 2013. You can't sell me on that now. It's going to take a hell of a lot more. It's going to take them changing the composition of the roster in the offseason significantly, and them also making me feel like the people that are doing that are more trustworthy. Whether that's people in the front office, Chris, and people who are handling the players on a day-to-day basis, like the manager and hitting coach for next year.
They're tied for the worst record in the National League and the third worst record in baseball since the trade deadline.
Who's worse, White Sox and...
They went into today 19-32. That was tied with the Marlins. The LA Angels are 16-35. Now the Pirates are, of course, 19-33. And the White Sox, as you would expect, 11-37.
Yeah, not good company to keep.
There are only four teams in Major League Baseball that since the deadline have not won at least 20 games, and the Pirates are one of them.
Give us a word or sentence to sum up how you feel about the 2024 Pirates now that their home season is over. A 5-2 loser to the Brewers. Dave is next. Hello, Dave.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
An abortion. This season was an absolute abortion.
Jeez. Didn't really...
All right, Dave, thank you.
Didn't really expect that.
Here is Craig on the fan. Hello, Craig.
Hello.
Hello, Craig.
I was one of the 7,000 or 8,000, and my summary is the junior high band that played the national anthem before the game just summed up the entire season.
They were off key. They were out of sync.
I'm sorry, I have a bad connection. I can't hear you very well, but they just saved the best for last, man. They summed it up really well.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds like one of those ones where the tuba might have been the loudest, the saxophones, everyone's just blaring it out there.
I was in a, like a 6th grade or 7th grade band, and I played, it wasn't the xylophone, but it was some percussion-like xylophone instrument. And I don't even think I knew how to read music at the time.
I still don't.
So I saw the conductor just waving his wand, and I was hammering home at that thing. No idea if I was in line with what everyone else was playing, but I was just kind of doing my own thing. Never heard a complaint.
So 4th grade, we had to try to pick an instrument. We had music
Mr. Robitello was just like, "Keep it going, brother." He banging at that thing.
We had Mr. Tozier was the band director, and you'd got to pick basically your instrument. I thought, drums, man, how hard can it be? You just hit that stupid thing.
Yep.
We'd have to practice on the little rubber drum cover pony. Me and one other guy, my buddy John, played drums. Old Mulsey gave it up after 1 year. John went to become a drummer in multiple bands.
Wow. Congratulations on all his musical
success. And he can play like three different instruments. Old Mulsey, not so much.
412-928-9370. The home schedule is over for the Pirates. They are 74-85 on the year. They need to have a winning series in New York to match last year's win total of 76 wins. In a word or a sentence, sum up this team. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. A word or a sentence to describe the 2024 Pirates. Back with some more of your calls, and what is up with Derek Shelton? Has he managed his last game in Pittsburgh? First, a headline.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
He went around the bag and they just picked him off.
That play right there, emblematic of the Pirates' nosedive in the last 2 months. Now, O'Neill Cruz, to his credit, was a great hitter in August and did take the position change in stride. He is one of the Pirates I am feeling good about going into 2025, but those moments with him happen too often, and the general malaise of the Pirates and their mental errors and checking out definitely rampant over the last 2 months of the season. A very poor reflection on Derek Shelton, who I believe should be shown the door as Pirates manager. And I am now, I think, joining Mulsey in the Ben Cherington thing. 5 years, taking a step back, lack of hitters with promise in the organization. So if that's the decision they make, I will stand behind it and endorse it all the way. Your heart care matters. Get your heart checked at UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute today. Now that the home season is over, asking you to use a word or sentence to describe the 2024 Pirates at 412-928-9370. Starting with Steve in Myrtle Beach. Hi, Steve.
What's going on, fellas?
Good to talk to you again, Steve. You staying out of trouble?
Yeah, of course.
My man.
All I do these days is pick up dog poop.
Oh.
It's a good business, trust me. But I would say consistent. And it starts with Bob Nutting. At the end of the day, they're the Cleveland Browns.
At the end of the day, they're the Cleveland Browns of baseball. Mulsey, you have family members who grew up Browns fans. Does that analogy hold water for you?
It's always hard for me to do the salary cap sport to non-cap sport analogy. They feel more like the Detroit Lions, like pre-last year or two.
Well, yes, but now the Lions are a totally different operation.
Well, like the Browns had nothing. They had that 1 year, the Holcomb year, and then Anderson year, they were good.
The Browns have three winning seasons in 25 years.
The Steelers, how many do the Lions have? Probably about five now. Five or six. They reminded me of either of those two teams. You know what?
The both Pirates of them have fit. Four.
Actually, you know who they remind me of the most? And this is going back. This is also a comparison to a sport I know nobody claims to ever watch in this town. They remind me of the old LA Clippers. Like before they sort of got like their little glow up. when they were just seen as the biggest joke franchise in the NBA. Like, Donald Sterling was constantly under fire. They, you know, no one went to those games. You just felt like the Clippers, you could pencil them in for last place. The Pirates have me feeling like they're still on that treadmill, man. Like, where are the improvements? You picked a generational pitcher, number one overall, and he has been as good as advertised. Terrific. What else? What do we have to show for any of this? 5 years ago, Ben Cherington took over. It was time. Bob Nutting paid eight figures combined to clean house from manager, GM, and eventually team president was gone. Where have we improved? Where have we seen this team improve tangibly? Because all that actually matters is wins and losses, and they're going to be essentially what they were last year, maybe slightly better, maybe slightly worse.
I want to say starting pitching is better, but before Ben took over, they had Tyone, they had Musgrove. They did not have someone that is, I believe, on pace to go down as the best pitcher of all time, but they did not have nobodies. This team... starting pitching, I would have said to you a month ago, that's the backbone of this team. That's how teams win in baseball generally, with good starting pitching. Skeens, yes. Luis Ortiz, I think, does his job well, which is be a good fourth or fifth starter. Honestly, I've got questions about Keller and Jones. And Jones is a very likable guy because of his personality and the energy he shows on the mound. Post-injury, not a good pitcher. Mitch Keller is now Jekyll and Hyde. Great pitcher the first half of the season, absolutely awful in the second half, and now it's not just a one-year thing. It's a pattern of pitching behavior for him. So this whole idea where they've got, it's like the early 90s Braves again. Smoltz, Glavin, Avery, look out. I don't look at it that way.
No, they've got
the top one guy.
They've got the top guy, but they've got questions that need to be answered. I have to check Keller's velocity. I would love to see if it was down again, because I guess he's had a history now of last year. He had pretty bad velocity later in the year. Like, does the arm get worn out? Does he get worn out? I don't know.
It shouldn't get worn out. They gave everybody an extra day of rest pretty much the entire season with Skeens and Jones. They weren't pitching on every fifth day. It was every sixth.
Pony, I don't feel like they're any closer to being good. And here's the biggest problem, the thing that bums me out the most, is I have no reason to believe... they keep saying the answers are a lot of them are going to have to come from within. I don't have any real optimism about like what they have on the interior internally. And I have zero reason to believe that they will aggressively seek out external solutions to their problems.
Here is Eric in Butler. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing? These guys remind me of a bunch of SOBs, same old bucks.
Oh.
Or your drunk uncle, right, that when you were a kid he was – fun to hang around, but he goes to rehab, right? And you think he's going to do better the next year. Next thing you know, he comes over for Christmas and leaves a turd in a punch bowl, like Najee Davenport leaving a turd in the closet.
All right, thank you, Eric. That call,
keep that one for the future.
That call contained multitudes.
I think we keep that one. If we do a year-end PM team, the PMEs, and we have that for call of the year, I think we could do worse than that.
412-928-9370. In a word or a sentence, describe the 2024 Pirates. Here is John in the car. Hello, John.
Oh, turd in the punch bowl. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while.
And he went turd in the laundry basket, too. He had all the turds covered, man.
Yeah, he ran the turd gamut there.
Thanks. Thanks, guys, for taking the call. Woeful. That's what I would give it. Woeful. I feel sorrow that we are even affiliated as a city with Pittsburgh. I feel sorrow because the Pirates are arguably one of the worst professional franchises in sports as we speak. I feel sorrow about a wonderful stadium that we have that we can't even field a team on. I feel sorrow for players like Skeens, who, I mean, what hope does he have for his future here? And I feel sorrow that we have an owner who simply either doesn't care or just doesn't get it.
It's an absolutely massive offseason for the last person you mentioned, in terms of getting people to change their perspective on him. If there's two or three moves that add to the roster in a big way, a first baseman, maybe a corner outfielder, a big bullpen arm, names people recognize, not reclamation projects, then we'll see that they're serious about winning in 2025.
What is your percentage? No, 1 to 10 confidence index that you will see something that makes you say, oh, he got the message.
I've got to say below, I've got to say like a 3 or 4 because I haven't seen it before, Chris.
I'm surprised you'd say above 2.
Then I'll say 3. I'll stick with 3.
I just don't think that that's going to happen. I'd love to be proved wrong. If I am proved wrong, I'll be like, hey, that's great to be wrong. I don't think I will be, though.
Here's Chuck in the truck. Hello, Chuck.
Gentlemen, my phrase for the 2024 season is waste of time. Mm. How did I waste my summer of baseball watching, tracking this team? Just an utter waste of time.
Well, because it was fun until it wasn't. It was fun for about 2 to 3 months, and then it became the exact opposite of that, which was agonizingly frustrating is what it turned into. Maddening, Chuck.
I just don't understand how you could even classify it as being fun. Waste of time.
Yeah, I'm saying those 2 months were. I mean, watching Skeens go to Chicago and hearing Joe Block scream, what a man,
here's the
he's
problem.
Yours, Pittsburgh, was pretty cool.
Here's the problem. By the end of the year, I don't even think Skeens starts because the whole team was so bad.
Well, look at the start he had Sunday in Cincinnati. You want to talk about like a tree falling in the forest? The guy pitched his ass off, and yep. I didn't know about it until like 2 days later.
I think even that, you know, was flattened, the enjoyment people got out of it.
In a word or sentence, describe the 2024 Pirates for us. They finished the home season with a whimper today, losing to the Brewers, who are headed back to the playoffs as a small market team, 5-2. They need a winning series in New York to match last year's win total of 76. 412-928-9370. Bucko Minute coming up next with your calls. We'll get to Derek Shelton a little bit later on, too. Maybe his final comments in Pittsburgh as Pirates manager. First, a headline.
Here's a 1-2. Ortiz swings and sends one that way. Back of the drawn-in infield long run for Reynolds. And he can't get there. It'll be Peguero over the shoulder to try for it. Reynolds is second and safe there. Ortiz is in. Perkins scores 5-0 Milwaukee.
Joe Block, the dour Joe Block, as he watched the Pirates lose again today, a series loss to Milwaukee. It was, in many ways, poetic, the entire game. The team that you strive to be comes in here. And on Fan Appreciation Day, the home finale knocks you around a little bit. You're listless. Your team goes through the motions. Your best player forgets how many outs there were and gets tagged out. One of your supposed aces to go with Paul Skeens falls flat on his face. And it's really the exclamation point on what was some of the worst baseball we've seen played over the final 2 months of this season in that ballpark. I know 2010 was awful. The Pirates didn't exactly bathe themselves in glory. Derek Shelton's first two full seasons there with 100 lost teams. And yes, they collapsed in 2011 and 2012. But these last 2 months were like historically bad. Just
19-33.
Absolutely disgustingly bad.
They might go 19-36 over the last 55 games.
And it looks like they'll finish in last place after they were buying at the trade deadline. So, in a word or sentence, describe the Pirates 2024 season for us, Pittsburgh. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Goose in the car. Hello, Goose.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Gosselin or Gossage? Which one do you prefer?
I'll go with Gossage. Go old school. Our one word is profitability. And in fact, that applies to the past six seasons. We do before the season, we do the total wins over and under. And out of six seasons, we've only lost once.
Oh, so you've already hit your over on the Pirates this year?
No, we bet the under.
Oh, well, I don't know what number you got, but I think, what was the Vegas number? Nelly, you're here.
75.5.
Was it 75.5 or 76.5, Nell?
Probably one of those, if I had to guess.
Well, you're the Mr.
I don't know the number off the top of my head.
I just thought you would have bets in on each number, that you would have bought the number down or up.
I think it was 75.5. I think it was.
So you can't quite count the old chickens here. But let's be honest.
The Yankees are still playing for something. So if they lose a series to the Pirates at the end of the year, that's going to be
a bad look by them. You've got Skeens pitching one of these games. They're not automatic wins, but they're more likely than not. But the other two, I would say, are probably going to be losses.
Sean is on the fan. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
So I got one word relative to that mealy-mouthed, wiener, half-assed accountant that owns the team, and that is a portmanteau, and that would be...
All right, thank you, Sean. Appreciate you. I got it, Mulsey. I'm on it. Here we have Dave in Coriopolis. Hello, Dave.
Hello, fellas. How are you today?
Dave.
What a voice.
I recognize this voice in Dave in Coriopolis.
I just... one word on the Pirates, who cares?
Those are two words, Dave.
That's two words, Dave.
Okay, I'm not very good at counting, so let's talk more about what's important, Justin Fields and the Ohio State. But what we have here is you have to pay Justin Fields that $50 million for 2 years. Ohio State themselves is offering him more than that to come back for 2 years. So how could you not? Don't be a cheap Pittsburgh team. Pull out that money and pay the man.
Anything else?
Pay the man.
What was that, Dave?
Pay the man.
Anything else for us, Dave?
O-H-I-O.
That was kind of a nice little lightning bolt in the middle of all of this.
Here is Mark on the fan. Hello, Mark.
Mark? Yeah, I can sum up the, Pittsburgh Pirates season in four words.
Okay.
Hide the Jolly Roger!
Hide it?
Yeah, hide it. Just
I thought you were going to say sink it or something like that.
No, just hide it.
All right.
Just hide it. It's done.
Thank you, Mark.
Do you think people are more frustrated and angry at the team or more apathetic right now?
I think it's probably the former for this season because I do think for big chunks of it, people were invested.
I feel like that
it wasn't
makes
like
the...
those 2 years where they lost 100 games
sure.
and people were checked out by
I know, but the fact that it went
Memorial
so bad
Day.
On them so quickly after they added at the deadline, because it really did almost go instantly bad for them, I think really served to drive people away and frustrate them even more than they otherwise would
Fans
have been.
Fans were more interested this year. Our radio ratings and TV ratings for their games in the summer reflect that, and their attendance went up this season by 5%. Here is Jim in the car. Hello, Jim.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Jim.
I'm gonna sum this up in three words. The con continues. That's what all of this is. It's a con run by.
Did you get into it at all this year, or no?
A little bit. Here's the thing. I have said for many years, if there's one city that would go absolutely nuts, if they ever got it together, it would be Pittsburgh, but it will never happen because this whole thing is a...
Well, it did happen for 3 years.
Also, I don't think you can call somebody a career felon if they have not been charged with any kind of crime, so I would just clarify that.
We got rid of that.
Yeah.
It did happen for 3 years. So, they hit on something in 13, 14, and 15... What is a little bit, not a little bit, what is alarming to me, though, I looked this up before the show. This year's team was older than any of the three teams that made the playoffs in 2013, 14, and 15. Their average age was 28.2 or 4 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's older than those teams that made the playoffs. What they can't say, well, we're a young team anymore.
No, they're not. Because they're not one.
They've got guys like Brian Reynolds and Mitch Keller on second contracts. Most of the guys they signed this year were veterans on 1 year contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They added more veterans at the trade deadline. It wasn't like, let's play the kids and see what happens from them, Chris.
No, it was, we think that we can win now and be dangerous with this team, and they completely went in the tank. I don't know. I said, are people writ large more angry and frustrated or like apathetic? And I wouldn't say I'm apathetic. I'm plugged into what they're doing, but I'm very quickly overwhelmed and overtaken. Any kind of serious analysis or like when I start to get mad, I'm just like, yeah, but I've seen this so many times. Like, why am I surprised? You know, I have that kind of here we go again feeling about it. And that's not what they should not want to hear people say that that's the feeling that they are creating in people.
Here's Paul in Bridgeville. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, the words for this season are mission.
because it's
mission
not
failed
the mission
or accomplished. You cut out there, Paul. We missed what the mission was.
Oh, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished, because it's not the mission of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization to win games. Winning games is a happenstance. Competing at a high level is a happenstance. Hey, it happened this year. We got it. All right, great. No, their mission is to be profitable, is to make money for the ownership group. And they happen to do so in a league that is, you know, supposed to be competitive. But that's not what they're really doing. They're not focused on that. That happens from time to time. You pick up a number one round, potentially a potential Hall of Famer, right? But that's really not what they're doing. That's an asset that they're going to sell later on.
Paul, when they made moves at the trade deadline, when they had a winning record at the trade deadline and made moves to make their team better, you still felt that way? You did not for at least a couple days.
I was glazed over. I was like, okay, maybe they're trying to do something. But let's be honest. I mean, they didn't do anything that weighty. I mean, there was more they could have done potentially, and it just doesn't seem.
Well, it appears that they gave up
a couple pennies at the end.
It appears that what they got, particularly in light of what they gave up in at least one case in the Jalen Beeks trade, they got a guy who stunk. They gave up somebody who has so far torn it up for the Rockies. In the Kiner-Falefa deal, they got a guy who has hit 150 OPS.
How's
points
McAdoo
lower.
Done, Nelly? Do we know?
De La Cruz is 200 points lower than he was with Miami.
And they just, I don't think they gave up. I think Miami was just happy to kind of rid themselves of Brian De La Cruz. I don't think.
Charles McAdoo.
The Pirates didn't give up really much of anything.
All right, are you ready?
In terms of prospects,
well, hold
in that
on.
Deal.
I will say this.
McAdoo
so,
for IKF. How's McAdoo done for
so McAdoo,
Toronto?
McAdoo was with the Pirates in Altoona when they traded him. He had an 838 OPS. Finally, some good news. His OPS for Toronto's AA affiliate in New Hampshire, 609.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 0.
But he's down 200-plus points, so that's a cold comfort right there. One of the guys you dealt for a guy who didn't do anything, he ain't doing anything either.
Derek Shelton speaking, possibly for the final time. Question mark, as Pirates manager in Pittsburgh, you'll hear him coming back. What the biggest insider in baseball is saying about his future, plus more of your thoughts on the Pirates' end to the home season. In a word or sentence, describe the 2024 Pirates at 412-928-9370.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what did you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.